You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moresureword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moresureword.com. That's www.moresureword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. Biblical Christianity is not only being attacked on all fronts externally, but also from within. Because iniquity abounds, the love of many waxes cold. Zechariah chapter 8, verses 16 and 17 is very good direction from the Lord for all of us in these days. Memorize Zechariah 8, verses 16 and 17. And live them. Few seem to know the difference between real, genuine, biblical love, by which Jesus said all would know his disciples, and what is taught in and out of the churches and everywhere one looks, feigned affection and not real, genuine, biblical love is all we see. And if you're not 100% certain on this one, I would encourage you to brush up on the differences and find time to listen to the most recent Great Joy and Great Tribulation radio audio files related to these issues. More will be coming on the Great Joy and Great Tribulation radio soon regarding the big lie of the extraterrestrials and UFOs. How does one stand against extraterrestrials? How does one stand against transhumanist beings, which may look human, but are not? The Antichrist war on the saints, with the strong delusion and pretended signs of extraterrestrials and UFOs, not to mention the other panics and crises and wars, can only effectively be withstood spiritually. There is power in the name and blood of Yeshua. There is power in the blood of Jesus, and the name of Jesus is still and always has been and always will be a wonderful and powerful name. Standing in these days ahead will require real faith that works by real love and not feigned affection. The world has moved to a secular, socialist, central, Antichrist world government. It also does appear that God is sending a strong delusion for all who would choose to reject him. And the only means that he has provided whereby anyone might be saved. The strong delusion will help anyone who wants to believe a lie or choose any other way than the way that God has provided through repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. This strong delusion will help them pursue their big lie and will lead to destruction and the eternal lake of fire. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the Son of Man. Matthew 24:37 and Luke 17:26. So how was it in the days of Noah? According to Genesis 6, it was a time marked by great wickedness and giants, also known as Nephilim. We know that one-third of the angels followed Lucifer, the wisest of all of God's angels, in a rebellion against God. The union or genetic manipulation by these fallen angel demons with the daughters of men produced the giants, also known as Nephilim. The direct intervention of the fallen angel spirits with humans brought such demonic evil and violence that violence filled the earth, and the thoughts of mankind was only evil continual. We recall the image of Nebuchadnezzar's dream that Daniel interpreted, and then Nebuchadnezzar made that image not of the way it was in the dream, but all of gold. The image that he saw in the dream had a head of gold and shoulders and chest of silver and loins of brass and legs of iron and feet of iron mixed with miry clay. That is the mixture of demons with humans, transhumanoids, beings that may look human but are totally empowered by these fallen angel demon spirits. The world is not looking for a theological or biblical savior. The world is looking for a technological savior who will save them from war, famine, poverty, and disease. Unregenerate man wants heaven on earth on his own terms, apart from God. What better way for the powers of darkness to reveal themselves than as the technological saviors of mankind? The world of the occult openly embraces the UFOs and alien extraterrestrials. The occult will always proclaim these beings as benevolent. The alien contacts always speak of things which contradict the Bible. The consistent theology of the extraterrestrial is anti-Christ. The consistent message of the aliens is hostile to Christianity. The high-tech extraterrestrials are fallen angels indwelling the genetic manipulations which they have made to have physical bodies without any human soul or spirit to hinder them. These extraterrestrials are fallen angels, and their genetic productions represent the only consistent, rational, logical, and scientific and biblically sound explanation. Extraterrestrials are not aliens from another planet or galaxy. Let me say it again. Extraterrestrials are not aliens from another planet or galaxy. Extraterrestrials are demonic fallen angels. They have been seen by many credible witnesses and will soon dramatically be found for a diabolical plan of Satan and his Antichrist prince and false prophet pope. Their purpose is much more sinister than any alien invasion. Their disguised identity, combined with pretended signs and wonders, will be part of a very strong delusion. This strong delusion is designed to lead all who will be deceived by their strong delusion to end up in the eternal lake of fire known as hell, which was created for these rebellious angel followers of Satan, and not for you or me or any other human being. There is only one consistent, logical, scientific, and biblically sound explanation for the real identity of the obviously Antichrist extraterrestrial aliens. They are demonic fallen angels under the leadership of Lucifer, Satan, the devil. The main theme of the end times is deception. It's a time of strong delusion and confusion and chaos and deception and violence and lying or pretended signs and wonders. The last days will soon see UFO occupants having a prominent role in the establishment of global world order government under the Antichrist prince. And after 42 months, this global world order government of Lucifer, the Antichrist prince, and his false prophet pope will be ultimately, absolutely crushed and destroyed by the brightness of the glorious coming of the true Messiah, Yeshua, the Lord Jesus Christ. The battle with UFOs is not for the planet of men, but for the soul of men. Today, many people want to believe in an extraterrestrial savior who will come and save them from wars and plagues and famines and global warming and the world obviously coming under judgment, where everything that can be shaken will be shaken. Today, there are not just isolated wacko extremists proclaiming the Antichrist gospel of the extraterrestrials, but even people of massive influence like Oprah Winfrey in the Vatican. There are more than just a few respected people with large followings who say that Jesus was an extraterrestrial or a heavenly angel. Brethren, it is vital that we understand any possible connection between Jesus and UFOs. The more sure word of God makes it very clear and explicit. But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Galatians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. The word of God is very explicit that even if an angel from heaven or an extraterrestrial should preach to you a gospel contrary to that which we have preached to you, let them be accursed. If these extraterrestrial fallen angels try and tell you things that run contrary to the Bible, we must beware of them and know they intend to capture our soul for the eternal torment of hell, which was created for them. There are many false Christs today. And whether they would claim to be Christians or not, we have been warned. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Matthew 24:24. This entire UFO phenomena is about deception and misdirection. It's much more evil in extent and purpose than most people realize. Yes, the Antichrist governments of this world also seem incapable of understanding what they are and what they intend to do. The devil, though he already is a totally defeated enemy of every human being, still has three things which he can use to destroy the human race. Never forget that the demonic fallen angels hate every human being with a total perfect hatred. The devils can effectively use fear, ignorance, and deception. That's all they have. Fear, ignorance, and deception to destroy every human that they hate with an absolute consuming hatred. The devils must deceive their human victim before they can destroy them. The evidence of credible researchers and observers as well as the scriptures make the evidence for the existence of UFOs too compelling not to believe that extraterrestrials exist. It does not take much research to find that the governments are covering up the UFO phenomenon. And yes, it's obvious that the U.S. government is very much deceived regarding UFO origins. And it's wise for believers to want to understand and be able to explain the UFO phenomenon. Throughout recorded history, faithful, intelligent men have believed the information given in Genesis chapter 6 to be just as true as the rest of the scriptures and an important part of the absolute truth from God who cannot lie. According to what the Lord Jesus Christ said, as well as what Jude said, I do believe the giants of Genesis chapter 6, which were also called Nephilim, were the result of demonic genetic manipulation. And I believe that because of Matthew 22:30, where the Lord Jesus Christ said, in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. And Mark 12:25, he said, for when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven. And in Jude 1:6, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. I will not get dogmatic or fall out with any brother about whether these giants came as a result of actual cohabitation of spirit beings with physical human women, or by genetic manipulation. However, the evidence for the giants in the earth at the time of the flood, and now again in these last days, is compelling. Our friend Barry Shamish has written one of the best books documenting the physical evidence of these giants on this earth again in these last days. And Barry Shamish's book is called The Return of the Giants. And Barry's excellent book on this subject is still available on Lulu.com. And you just type in Barry Shamish's names on Lulu.com, you should be able to find how to get a copy of that book, The Return of the Giants, which is one of the best you'll find on the subject. Barry is an excellent researcher, and he documented with hard physical evidence the reality of these things. It's undeniable that the Bible speaks about the interaction between extraterrestrials and earth women. The sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose, Genesis 6:2. And they begat children, the Nephilim, who were on the earth in those days and also afterwards, Genesis 6:4. Many Bible scholars believe in the fallen angel concept. Both ancient Jewish writers like Philo and the early faithful church fathers like Justin Martyr and Irenaeus and Tertullian believed these sons of God in Genesis 6 to be fallen angels. Even heretical church fathers like Eusebius, the founder of what has become the Roman Catholic Church, believed that these angels had impure actions with virgins to produce children that were giants. Josephus, the great Jewish historian at the time of Christ, wrote in his Antiquities of the Jews about these fallen angels and women. Part of the Dead Sea Scrolls discovered was the Genesis Apocryphon manuscript, which was written two centuries before Christ. The Genesis Apocryphon gives an account of the celestial beings from the skies that had come to earth and used human females to produce a race of giants to rule and suppress and to subdue the earth. And these hybrid children were called Nephilim, or simply giants. The Bible also makes clear that these particular fallen angels, who somehow produced a race of giants by human women, committed a most grievous sin requiring an especially heavy judgment. God spared Noah and his family, who found grace. However, God brought a worldwide flood judgment to end the satanic plan to destroy the human race. Yes, the production of the Nephilim giants by this particularly wicked group of fallen angels was a primary reason for which God intervened with a worldwide cataclysmic flood, of which the fossil record provides such profound evidence. It takes willing ignorance to deny the fossil record of a worldwide flood about 4,350 years ago. And the fact that somehow they survived the flood, probably through Ham's wife, was the reason that when they came into the promised land, Israel was ordered by God to totally destroy them, men, women, and children. Because the plan was to corrupt the seed so that the promised seed of woman, the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, the virgin-born, only begotten Son of God, could not come because the bloodline would be corrupted. The satanic effort of the extraterrestrial fallen angels resulted in a multiplication of wickedness of man to the point that, with the exception of Noah, every imagination of the thoughts of every human heart was only evil continually. All flesh, except those preserved by the ark which Noah built according to the Lord's instruction, were destroyed. It was done this way so that the fossil record would remain as evidence of this great flood judgment. Part of the satanic plan to produce the giants, most importantly, was meant to prevent God in Messiah from redeeming the human race from Adam's fall and the natural born bondage of the will to sin. We know there was a special punishment for those fallen angels responsible for the giants and the total evil found in the human race as a result of the violent, evil giants they produced. Those particular fallen angels who produced the giants had abandoned their proper assigned dwelling place in the heavens. God has kept them bound under darkness in the earth since the flood. And I believe at the fifth trumpet, which is coincident with the fifth seal and fifth vial of Revelation, that these particularly evil angels will be let loose. And only he who now letteth will let until then. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and unto him was given the key of the bottomless pit, and he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he stingeth a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. That's Revelation 9, verses 1 through 6, and Revelation 16, verses 10 and 11. God did not spare these particularly wicked angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell and committed them to the pits of darkness. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. That's 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. That is why God brought the flood, to wipe out all traces of these hybrid Nephilim. Noah and his sons and their wives had preserved their bloodline as human sons and daughters of Adam, free of genetic manipulation of the demon fallen angels which produced the Nephilim. However, it seems that there were some giants that somehow managed to survive the flood, and that was because of Ham's wife. And that's a little point, and it's just a minor point. But this is why, when the children of Israel were coming into the promised land, God ordered them to destroy the men, women, and children as they came into that land, to remove those traces who were still there trying to corrupt the bloodline and the genetic makeup of the human race. Noah and his bloodline had remained free of genetic contamination according to Genesis 6:9. Noah and his family kept the human DNA pure and preserved the bloodline of which Messiah would come to be born in Bethlehem, to be crucified as the Lamb of God on that Wednesday, Nisan 14, in 30 AD, and resurrected on the Sabbath, Saturday, Nisan 17, of 30 AD. The fallen angels who had perpetrated this blasphemous plan to attempt to corrupt the human bloodline of Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, were kept in bondage in the pits of darkness, sealed in the earth since the time of the flood in Noah's day. The fact that we again see genetic manipulation taking place and a population explosion or multiplication, and knowing that these particularly wicked demon angels will be let loose when the fifth angel sounds, should give many saints some new insight regarding Matthew 24:37. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Even though the fallen angels responsible for the genetic manipulation that resulted in the flood in the days of Noah were sealed up, it appears that another group of Satan's angels tried the same thing again about 900 years after the flood. And we find that the giants, or the Nephilim, appeared again in Numbers 13:33. The appearance again of the Nephilim is why God told Joshua to kill all the Canaanite men, women, and children. He again wanted to keep the bloodline, the DNA, pure. And it is reasonable that we would conclude that the fallen angels must have continued for a time to genetically modify the human race. Barry Shamish's book, The Return of the Giants, makes a very well-documented good case regarding the Nephilim again being present on the earth today. And there certainly is no reason to doubt that there are fallen angels roaming about to continue to deceive humans today. The apocryphal book of Enoch is quoted in Jude 14 and 15 concerning the return of the Lord to execute judgment upon all. And this is significant because the Lord told us in Luke 17:26 that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the Son of Man. Today we see evil multiplying. We see the population multiplying. We see genetic manipulation. And we see the sin of sodomy being glorified. The normal human mind, not under demonic influence, such sin and debauchery and immorality, like pedophilia, are just plain unthinkable. In spite of the government cover-ups, there are many credible UFO sightings and alien abductions. And many of the abductions involve cases of alien-human hybrid experiments, which credible books like Return of the Giants have documented. Like it or not, we are now living in the days that are as it was in the days of Noah. We see the multiplication of unthinkable wickedness and the nations being mad to soon cause violence to fill the earth with weapons of mass destruction. It would seem obvious to one who has read every word of the KJV Holy Bible that the fallen angels are very much involved in the affairs of men and the Antichrist governments of the nations. And since it is so obvious, as it was in the days of Noah, we should know that the Lord is going to return and send his angels for his elect immediately after the great tribulation of these days, not before. Whoever told you that is denying and going against what God said so clearly. He said that he would send his angels for his elect immediately after the tribulation of these days. We should know that all hell is about to break loose here on this earth just as soon as he who now letteth let Satan loose without restraint to steal, kill, and destroy. The most important thing that we should know regarding the demon fallen angels is how they tremble at the name of Jesus and the power of the blood of Yeshua. Speaking to the demons in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua, means to be able to speak in the positional authority of the one who has all authority in heaven and in earth has been given unto the Lord Jesus Christ. But we must be submitted to God. And we can then speak in the positional authority that God gives to his people as one who is submitted to God in Christ. And that is the only way of prevailing against these extraterrestrial spirit beings. This is important to know because demons, the fallen angels, tremble at the name of Jesus. James 2:19 and 4:7, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Do not put up with those who would denigrate the name of Jesus. Yes, his name is Yeshua, the Word of God, the I Am. But Jesus is and always shall be a wonderful and powerful name. Philippians 2, 9 and 10. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. At the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of those on the earth, us, and those under the earth, the fallen angels, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. When one is confronted by an extraterrestrial, a demon fallen angel, who is trying to abduct or deceive you, to do anything against your will or against the will of God, just call out the name of Jesus. Shout, blood of Yeshua, and it will leave. No. Yes. It will leave. No, God said so. It will leave. But this is based upon us being submitted to God. If you have not had direct confrontations with demon yet, mark it down that you soon will have such direct confrontations. Just saying Jesus or just shouting blood of Yeshua works. And nothing else has such power over these demon extraterrestrials. The name of Jesus is a powerful name above all other names. The name of Yeshua is a powerful name above all other names. When in doubt, just shout, blood of Yeshua, blood of Yeshua. And if you can't say anything else, just shout the name Jesus. The UFO phenomena is real and is an important part of the end times fulfillment of Scripture. Do not be deceived by these cunning fallen angels who would love nothing more than to lead you happily deceived all the way to the pits of hell with them. But if what I'm saying is correct, and I know that it is, then what I've told you is important, not only in order to understand UFOs, but it's more importantly vital to possibly saving souls from the ravages of Satan and the destiny of hell that he wants to take every human soul. John 3:16-18, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. God loves every human being as much as Satan hates every human being. God loves us so much that he sent his only begotten Son to die for everyone's sins and to give everyone who believes in Messiah eternal life. He wants everyone's eyes opened to the ultimate spirituality of this UFO phenomenon, and for everyone to realize that Yeshua is their Savior and not some extraterrestrial fallen angel antichrist demon. Ready or not, we are all about to experience in fullness what Ephesians 6:12 is talking about and saying, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Whoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him on whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? Just as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring glad tidings of good things. There is a part in this great commission, in this great last day's harvest for every single one of us. Take heed that you be not deceived. Only be strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus.
You can see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moreshoreword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moreshoreword.com. That's www.moreshoreword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus.